think we can go one step more and talk about.
Sure.
So we talked about not following either the body or the mind, but he says then follow the conscience. Can we agree on this definition at this point, or are we still up in the air on it?
I haven't solved it with myself. Baba said to me in the first interview, he said, listen to your conscious voice. The translation to conscious voice is wisdom. There is a higher guidance within all of us that it calls wisdom or conscious. That's where my confusion comes. That goes by the memory of good and bad. Mm-hmm. Like if you want to get close to the edge of a mountain, something in you says, be careful, back up. If you want to make a decision that would be against someone, this conscious voice says, do you really want to hurt that person? If you want to lie, that voice says, do you really want to lie? It all connected to your own conscious, meaning that what you have developed, some people cannot hear it because they have gone against it so much, what is really good for a society, for the family. And those are the people that don't even feel bad when they do something wrong to the people. They don't have any remorse. But some have it a lot. They feel guilty to even think about doing someone wrong. To me, that's conscious. Now, that knows better that this is bad, this is good. But then there is a voice of that comes from the depth of the silence, and you wanted to know where it comes from. It comes from the heart up. The location of mind always being in the heart. This does not interfere with what is good and bad. But when you go to it, it embraces you in such a peace and okayness that as if to say, I am with you, all is well, thou art in me, fear not. These are the things that comes from this. And really, it's not so much about good and bad, but it is much deeper. I call it ilham in Farsi, not vujdan. Mm. This is why when they translate it as conscious, Mbawa even said conscious, to me conscious, I could be totally mistaken, but that has been my experience. Conscious always was from registering what is good and what is bad throughout our years of staying on this earth. And it spits it out. So, I don't know if anybody else has any other experience. Like with me, it's always... That's how you know it's not your mind. It is very, very comforting. There is no threat in it. There is no do's and don'ts. There is this cover of extreme protection that you it comes with it with feeling, and the guidance is different than when your intelligence or intellect tells you what to do, what not to do. For me, in past. The closest I can come was like a voice of a mother that knows is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. But the way Baba talks, I really want to understand what it means. I really don't know if he's referring to conscious voice as the one I refer to as the inner voice, or is something else?
کریم میگه که این کلمه کانشنس سچون به نظر درسته. سچ میگه هنوز من نتونستم اینو برای خودم
علاجی کنم، درک کنم. ولی که ترنسلیشنش وجدانه. وجدان از چیز میاد، از خوب و بد میاد و کانسیکونس نتیجه های خوب و بد میاد. یعنی وجدان میگه این کار نکن. بعضی ها بی وجدان ها هر کاری هم بکنن احساس ناراحتی نمی کنن، بعضی اینقدر وجدانشون زیاده که حتی اگه فکر یک کار بدی رو بکنن تا در روز نمیتونن بخوابن. وجدان اینه، ندای درون همیشه احساس میکنم که از قلب میاد و مثل یه مادر مهربونه، خیلی قبول میکنه، خیلی understanding داره و راجع به بد و خوبم اصلا نیست. حالا نمیدونم که آیا بابا داره راجع به اون حرف میزنه یا من برداشتم از conscious voice غلطه. این هیچ وقت نتونستم هضمش کنم. So if you guys can help me, you have more information on that. No, don't laugh. I'm really serious.
سعی
کنید
که
ما بتونیم
کمک کنیم. اگه اطلاعات بیشتری داشتیم و ما ندیدیم. من سعی کنم یه چیزی برای من واضح شد در این کود که یه جوری به من کمک کرد. نمیگه وجدان خودت رو دنبال کن. میگه the conscience، یه وجدان هست. فکر کردم شاید یه سورسی هست که اون درست هدایتت میکنه، نه خوب و بد، ولی اونی که برای تو درسته. و من اینطوری باش
ندای درون. That would be inner voice. Because conscious is وجدان. وجدان is always. What is wujdan? Can you guys?
Well, Farnaz wrote that if there's four meanings in Farsi, and she wants me to read them to you.
Oh, okay.
It's wujdan, zamir, batan, and dil.
And wujdan, zamir, batan, dil.
Wujdan,
zamir, batan, dil.
Aha.
Chadil nazikhar.
Aha. So if we go with the other words, it would be like what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know the difference, guys. Uh-huh. That sometimes you put your decision in the do's and don'ts, and then you miss, because it comes from the mind. You miss what the heart is saying, which is a zamir or... okay, so that's what it means.
So you're saying something... Sorry,
yeah.
You're saying that the definition of conscience as is, it lives within the mind still.
It does, except with the other translation, which I didn't know about, then he talks about what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It is a one permanent isness that only expresses in a flow of truth from your heart, from the silence.
We're assuming Baba means that one, though.
We're assuming that Baba means that one, but I always had problem with that because the only translation I have in English, when you say conscience, don't you think that you have to be certain way? You have to behave better.
Good.
You have to be a better person. This being my take on that, and I always stayed away from that word, and Vijay agrees with me. It gives that feeling when you say be conscious, but the ones that it really sits in my heart, and I want us to really understand, because some of you don't know if it's coming from the mind or the heart, I just wanted to let you know the difference. The one that is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, you cannot really hear it or feel it unless you have gotten used to silence. People that are really active in the world, they cannot catch it. It's very, very subtle. So between all of those translation that she sent, a couple of them says what I'm saying. Now, can anybody tell me what is the voice of God? Does God have a voice?
فرناز یه چند تا ترجمه فرستاد برای این کانشنس و سخت میگه آها حالا اینا نزدیکتر هم به اون چیزی که ما داشتیم صحبت کردیم در موردش چون کانشنس اگه وجدان بخوای بگی هنوز در ذهن هست و اگر بخوای تصمیم بگیری با ذهن با این خوبه با این بده قلبو نمیشنوی و بعضیتون پرسیدین که چجوری بدونی اگه ذهن داره حرف میزنه یا صدا مال اون صدای درونه و سخت میگه اگه خیلی فعال باشی در دنیا نمیتونی اون صدای درون رو بشنوی باید اول با سکوت آشنایی پیدا کنی.
The closest I can get for you guys to can tell what is the inner voice and what is coming from your memories. When you take a truth that is being taught to you or heard, and you're sitting and meditating and you're being very calm and quiet, and all of a sudden the meaning of it is revealed to you, that revealing is the conscious voice.
بعد میگه نزدیکترین که میتونم بهتون بگم این صدای درون چی هست اینه که وقتی که یه حقیقت رو میشنوین یا یکی داره یه حقیقت رو بهتون یاد میده و بعدش میشینی مدیتیشن میکنین خیلی آرومین و یه دفعه این برات باز میشه اون صدای درونه.
Or you are driving the car, all of a sudden something within you discovers one of the truth, and for the first time you really see it, that is, I will call, voice of God. That is the reality, the Sat in you, revealing itself to guide the dream home back home.
سر میگه یا در ماشین دارین رانندگی میکنین و یه دفعه یه چیزی در درون تو یه حقیقت رو کشف میکنه. این من بهش میگم صدای خداوند.
I'll give you an example. Baba said, listen to your conscious voice to me at, on 83 Christmas Eve. And I believed it to be that I have to really watch my thought not to go to anything that is not desirable or this and that, and listen to the judgment that is within you as a conscious voice. Make sure you don't do this, you do this, and my life testified to that. I let go of a lot of things. And a few months later, after having done a lot of meditation and a lot of devotion and a lot of crying for Baba, we were at the airport of Bangalore coming back to Bombay and then coming back to United States. I was had an extreme depression at that day because I was just exhausted, tired of correcting myself, and I also had a cold and fever. I never forget, that was the first time, it was the loudest things ever. As I was going to give my luggage, something in me, I cannot describe if it was a voice, awareness, what it was, but it was very, very tangible, said, do not fear, I will take care of you. And everything vanished. The illness, the depression, the exhaustion, everything was gone. Then I realized on that moment This is what he means. Not that. That's why I wanted to share tonight with you guys, so that a lot of you don't know where it is. That's how it was for me. And it came from below and it filled me up. It was more real than my illness, that's for sure. Because it was permanent. So we go back to the other sentence about permanent. If it wasn't permanent, it wouldn't be able to relieve me of something temporary. Fear not, I will take care of you. And then it continued for years and years. It continued, it began to live my life. This contact started living my life. The encouragement, the embracement that this source gave me, then later on turned to wisdom, to all of this stuff that we're doing, all the tools came from that source. So is that conscious voice? Whatever it is, I just wanted you to know that there are difference between what the mind judges you as good and bad and gives you guilt and pride, and there is this source.
Thank you, sir.
I think that this study circle we will remember. And I didn't mean to say anything to you. I always had problem with anything that came with conscience, so I'm glad you brought it. Mm-hmm. It helped me.
Thank you,
Pat. بعد میگه که بابا به من در یه اینترویو خصوصی در سال 1983 شب قبل از کریسمس گفتش که به صدای درونیت گوش بده.
نه، گفت به صدای وجدانت یا هر چی که این conscious means.
من فکر کردم یعنی بعد برم خونه و خیلی خودم رو مواظب خودم باشم که با فکرای
گوش بدم چی خوبه چی بده چی کار بکنم چی کار نکنم. گوش بدم به این قضاوتهایی که به نظر خودم خوب باشه انتخاب کنم conscious voice.
و کاملا این کار کردم و خیلی چیزا رو رها کردم. و یه روز توی فرودگاه بودیم در هند، داشتیم برمیگشتیم به آمریکا و خیلی حالم بد بود، خسته بودم، تب داشتم، سرما خورده بودم و افسرده بودم و دیگه خسته شده بودم از خودم رو سلیح کردم،
از تسلیح کردن خودم.
و یه دفعه یه چیزی در درون من بلند بلند گفت نترس، من از تو مواظبت میکنم و همه چی مخف شد. و در اون لحظه فهمیدم که منظور بابا این بود، نه اون کاری که من میکردم. و میخواستم اینو شیر کنم با تون، چون یه چیزی بود که از زیر، از اینجا زیر قلب یه دفعه اومد بالا و کل وجود من پر کرد و از مریضی من خیلی بزرگتر بود و طوری که بابا در این خود میگه موندگار بود. اگه نبود نمیتونست که یه چیز
موقتی رو
از بین ببره، یه چیز موقتی رو نمیتونست از بین ببره. نه ترس، من از تو مراقبت میکنم. و ادامه داشت این قضیه سالهای سال و زندگیم پر از قوت قلب شد از این منبع که بعداً ازش خیرت‌های بزرگ اومد بیرون و بعداً ازش ابزارها اومدن بیرون. شما پرسیدین فرق بین از ذهن و این منبع چیه؟
اینه.
Just thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, everyone.